Today's a big day in soap history. EastEnders celebrating its 30th birthday. Throughout the show, we'll be marking the milestone with your memories, tales from behind the scenes, even a bit of Salopian singing prowess. Telford and Walford are a million miles apart, but we sent our reporter, Alex Seftel, to Oakengates to get folk to have a go at reenacting some of the soap's great moments.
You're nothing but a filthy, cheating little liar. Get out. Get out, you. Go on, you herd. Get out of my pub.
Have you ever asked anyone to get out of my pub?
I have, more than once.
Tell us the story.
If they get drunk, rude, abusive, upset my customers or me, then yes, they get told to get out. I've even, at some stage, chased people out of a pub with a stool. I've even chased them around the car park with a pool cue.
It's a bit like Albert Square in a way. You can relate to that, just that time.
Well, Oakengates, yeah, I suppose it is, yeah, in a way.
How might Telford compare to the East End of London? Completely different?
Yes, yeah. I would say the pace of life is a lot more relaxed than in London.
I'm in the Duke in Oakengates, and I've heard that you've had a famous or well-known EastEnders actor in the pub.
Yes, we have. We've had Danny Dyer here in the pub and behind the bar and asking loads of questions. We had a laugh. So I've followed it quite a lot over the years, but as life changes with things and jobs and that, you tend to slack off a bit.
Have you ever told anyone to get out of your pub?
Oh, yes, many times, yes.
But you've told them in a nicer way,
yes,
maybe?
Yes, not like Peggy Mitchell does now.
You keep out of this, you nosy old cow.
You're nothing but a filthy, cheating little liar.
What did you say?
Get out, go on, get out my pub.
Don't start on me.
Go on, get out, you heard me. Get out my pub, you bored.
It'd be my pleasure.
It's one of the best comedies on the telly. Because in Albert Square, no one's got a washing machine because they all go to the laundrette. No one makes a cup of tea because they all go to the cafe. And don't matter what time of day it is, there's always somebody in the pub.
No, Zoe, you ain't going to Spain.
You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mother.
Yes, I am!
Well, if they're ever short, we know where to go to get some decent acting.
I think that was the best line of the whole series, though, you know. You ain't my mother.
You ain't my mother.
Yes, I am. That was amazing.
Get out of my
pub.
You can't do it in the same way that Barbara Windsor did it. I should imagine Peggy Mitchell would not want to mess with those ladies.